Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's one of those things that happens on the show every once in a while where I forget. Are we trying to not laugh or are we trying to laugh?
It's kind of both. Yeah, it's like we're trying to not laugh during everyone else.
We call it joking off.
But laughter in mine.
No.
That's the point.
No.
I'm trying to remember which ones of my jokes that I've done before with you guys.
Have I told you guys recently that I adopted a dog from a blacksmith? As soon as I brought him home, he made a bolt for the door. Pretty funny. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the thing is we want you to call in with your jokes that are hopefully better than the ones Aaron just told.
What do you guys think you call a cold puppy?
A cold puppy?
Mm-hmm, yeah, sometimes it's cold. Mm.
What?
A chili dog.
Bacon and eggs walk into a restaurant.
Oh,
the host says, "Sorry, we don't serve breakfast here."
Was that the whole joke?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What do you call a boomerang that won't come back? Stick.
I don't think it's shaped like a boomerang then.
I entered a pun contest once. I submitted 10 jokes, hoping one would win. No pun intended.
Nice. This isn't going well.
No pun intended.
Are these jokes?
Yeah.
Are we reading the wrong page?
I did two in a row. Come on.
I told my mom I'd call her later, but she said she prefers mom.
That's a good one. I will say.
Mm. Did you guys hear about the archaeologist who got fired? His career is in ruins.
Not anymore. He got fired.
Why don't astronauts like gravity? Because it brings them down, man.
Oh, that is a stoner joke.
Yeah, man.
I think he added the man on.
Yeah,
brings them down.
One of my friends was addicted to, addiction is usually not funny, but this is kind of funny. He was addicted to the Hokey Pokey.
Mm.
And he turned himself around.
Good. Uplifting.
I don't think he got it right.
He turned himself around.
I know, but that means he's still addicted to the Hokey Pokey.
Depends on how you...
I was going to tell a sodium joke, but then I thought, nah.
Huh?
You have to know the periodic table. You have to know the periodic table.
Is NA
is the is the element. Okay, let me just do this. We suck, but we're going to keep going. In the meantime, you could start dialing your phone and make this suck less by
please.
Telling your joking off jokes. 303-222-5423. He's funny. We hope you are too.
Where do rainbows go after being arrested? Prism.
Oh, okay. You could wait a second on this.
Yes.
Okay. What's brown and sticky? No. Anyone got a guess?
No. Are we guessing now?
I don't know. It just seems like a good... What's brown and sticky?
Is it the same answer that Slacker had for his boomerang joke?
A stick. Okay.
Did you hear about the cleaners who went to space? They ended up scrubbing the mission.
What?
The cleaners who went to space, they scrubbed the mission. Scrubbing, cleaning, scrub, cancel.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just signed up for the company's 401k.
Nice.
I'm not sure if I can run that far, though.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of quiet tennis? It's basically the same as regular tennis, except without all that racket.
Can you just for a second, let's just be quiet and listen, because I just hear people just hitting their little button on their car going, that's enough of that. Maybe just shoulder rolling out of your car on I-25 and letting it roll away from you.
This might help.
To avoid this. Okay, yeah.
Two fish are in a tank. Yep. One turns to the other. One turns to the other and says, any idea how to drive this thing? They're also probably dead.
Yeah.
If they're not in water.
Say what you want about deaf people.
Because they can't hear you. Oh.
I have a follow-up to that one.
Okay.
You really got to hand it to blind prostitutes.
Why?
Erica's processing.
You got to like...
You really got to hand it. You really got to hand it.
Okay.
Well, 303-222-5423.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing joking off, and I had a bunch more jokes I wanted to tell, but Aaron cut the last round short for some reason.
Yeah, it wasn't going very well.
No, I thought it was going great. Do you guys happen to know why libraries are so tall?
They're not.
Because there's so many stories.
That one's kind of cute.
Can I tell you about a text we got?
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on. Christina, don't move.
One second. We got a text that said, how many tickles does it take to make an octopus ink?
Ten tickles.
Yep.
It clicked. We saw the gears turn. We saw the synapses connecting.
We're watching the unraveling of Erica.
I think when you say it out loud, it's better than reading it.
Yeah.
I was like, 10 tickles? They have 8 arms.
You are super bright. Right. Christina, we're ready for you now.
Yay.
Joking off, what do you got?
Two guys walk into a bar. Third one ducks.
Mm. Yes.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like guys. It. You know what? Sorry.
Thank you.
We should have laughed for her.
Eric.
Yay.
Joking off. This is the worst one we've ever done.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
What do you get when you cross the Atlantic with the Titanic?
Atlantic with the Titanic.
Dead?
What? You get halfway.
Oh.
Too soon.
Take me back one of your French girls. Okay. That was great. Thank you.
Why'd you say that in a groove voice?
I don't know. I didn't say it in Gru voice.
Yeah, you did.
No, that wasn't Gru. This is Gru.
Okay.
And here's Professor Doofensmart. Sorry. Carolyn.
Yay.
Joking off.
I have a great Nirvana story. Hmm. Oh, whatever. Never mind.
Wait, I didn't even hear the first part.
I have a great Nirvana story. Nirvana.
Yeah.
My God.
Are we talking about the band?
Yes,
or?
And never mind. Never mind is the.
Oh.
Is that a song?
Oh, whatever.
It's the name of the. Mind. Oh, my God. Being in a room with uncultured swine is starting to really grate on me. You know what I mean?
I think we just have different culture.
Do you know what color the wind is?
No.
Blue.
B-L-E-W.
God, it's how long it takes it to register on her face.
Well, I was stuck on Pocahontas.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Paint with all the colors of the
Scott.
Wind.
Yay.
Joking off, what do you got?
Well, I'm thinking about starting a hairline that caters to balding people.
Hmm.
It's called receding hairlines.
What?
Receding hairlines. Thank you, Scott. How do you find a cheetah in the dark?
You spot it.
Close. It's a spotlight.
Oh.
Allison?
Yay.
Joking off, what do you got?
Okay. Why does Norway have barcodes on their ships?
On their ships?
Ships.
Yeah.
Ships. Why does Norway have... Oh, boy.
Have barcodes on their ships.
I don't know. Why?
Ahoy.
So they can Scandinavian.
Oh!
That's a good one.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.